Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. You know, I heard Papa Jonathan say something in our upper room session that we do weekly. He said, the reason why the enemy is doing what he's doing is that that people have allowed him into the gates. The gates. You know, the gates of cities in ancient times were vital to the protection, the commerce, everything of that city. Without gates, you know, the word says someone that has no control over their spirit is like a city broken down and without walls, without gates. The first thing that Nehemiah focused on when he went to build back Jerusalem were the walls and the gates. Okay, so much of what some are even dealing with or going through or being oppressed by is because they've not manned the gates. In other words, the enemy's gotten inside your gate. Hadn't defeated you, but he's in there. You know, if the enemy can scale the walls and get inside like the spies did when they got into Jericho. They were discovered, so they had to go over the wall, but they got inside, and they were able to assess the situation and determine what it took to destroy Jericho. But let's talk about it a little bit. Last time we were together, we talked about beyond the natural. And we mentioned firstly that it's time to take back your senses. Tell someone that it's time to take your senses back. It's not like you ain't got no sense, but it's time to take your senses back. And the reason being is that there are three categories. You know, it's interesting. We are a triune being, spirit, soul, and body. And there's the carnal, the natural, and the spiritual. You know, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, but we're triune. So there's the carnal, the natural, and the spiritual. As I was restudying this subject, you've heard me say, and I heard someone else say something similar to this, if it wasn't the same thing, but the carnal Christian in this hour that we live, if a person has determined to remain carnal, they're going to ultimately be a casualty in this warfare. As a matter of fact, many have become peacekeepers rather than peacemakers. Well, none of y'all, I know, but then I'm just saying. You know, there are those who have become peacekeepers. And you know, a peacekeeper will do anything to keep the peace. Give me 5 shots. Oh, it don't matter. Peacekeepers rather than peacemakers. And so we have to arrest our senses again, because the carnal will become casualties. Mark my word. A saint of God, a child of God that remains carnal. Now, I'm going to give you this definition. We're going to look at it deeper, what it means to be carnal. Amen. I got my amen. I hear my amen corner. Now to be, the next one is natural. And this is where this whole series comes in. Naturally, supernatural. Because the natural is not going to do. And the natural, the Lord showed me that the natural man is going to become very negative. Talking about saints of God. All they're going to see is the dark. All they're going to see is what's wrong. All they're going to talk about is the struggle. All they're going to experience is how the devil is busy. The devil is busy. If a person chooses to remain in the natural realm and just naturally you know, just natural. They're going to become very negative. And another word the Lord gave me was neutral. If your car is not in drive, it ain't going nowhere. Amen. If it's in neutral, let me say, it's not going anywhere. And matter of fact, if it's on a slope and it's in neutral, you ain't in there. It's going downhill. So to remain simply governed by the natural man, and we're going to take a deeper look into what that means, means that there's going to be a lot of negativity and a lot of neutrality. It's really time for the church, the people of God, to take a real stand. See, many people think that, you know, things are going back to normal. Ain't no normal. I'm telling you right now, ain't no normal. It's like a frog in the pot of water. It's just he's been in there longer now, and so he's used to it. But the temperature's being turned up. Just like, just you know, we say the devil's busy, he is, but God's busy too. So we need to look at both parts, both sides, because we need to be those that know. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Amen. So we need to know. Issachar understood times to know what to do. Okay? So we'll take a look at that. Now, to be spiritually minded and to be one that walks in the Spirit means that in this hour, you're going to shine. That's what God told me. All those that walk in the Spirit are going to shine. As the Word says, let your light shine that men may see. Amen? So we have three there. Now, give me 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 23. 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 23. Somebody's excited about the word. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, Paul gave a good picture of the triune being, which we are, spirit, soul, and body. Spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord and our Savior. Let's, if you're taking notes, the body, our physical body, touches the material world through the five senses. All right? Your body touches the material world, this world that's out here, this physical world, through the five senses. And of course, we know the five senses are sight, smell, hearing, taste, and touch. All right? Important that we understand and know that. Now, Paul divided it up, spirit, soul, and body. Okay, there's the body. Sight, smell, touch, taste, and hearing. Then you have the soul realm. Okay, and the soul realm uses the five senses of the body. Listen closely, to explore the material world and express itself as well as commune with the outside world. So the soul uses the five senses of the body to explore the material world or the physical world and commune with the outside world. If you'll get me Hebrews chapter 3, verse 7 through 15. Let's read that. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 7 through 15. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation, in the day of temptation, in the wilderness. When your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation and said, they do always err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. While it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation. Skip down to verse 18, and let's look at verse 18 and 19 of that same chapter. And to whom swore he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believed not? So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. Okay, let's go to that next chapter, chapter 4, verse 3 of that same book. For we which have believed do enter into rest. As he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. Let's skip down to verse number 9, chapter 4, verse 9 through 11, and then we'll move on. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. Here we go. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, joints, marrow, discerning of thoughts and intents of the heart, so on and so forth. The word of God. But I wanted to emphasize, there remains a rest. Many hearts are not at rest because the individual has not taken back their senses. Now remember, the body, the senses on the body, sight, smell, hear, touch, taste, are connected to the material realm. The soul uses the senses of the body to commune with the material realm. But you have to remember, we're a tripart being. We have a spirit. All right, we're people of the spirit. If you're governed just by senses, you're in trouble. Carnal, natural, at best, and you will constantly struggle. You won't have that rest that God has promised us through faith. Now, the soul uses the five senses. Let me make this statement again: of the body, to explore the material world and to express itself, as well as commune with the outside world. The soul uses the senses.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.